Hi, welcome to our show.
And now, back for the second half of the Carol Burnett Show.
Well, Merry Christmas, Mike, Rob, and Josh. May your holiday be filled with all the peace, love, and warmth of the season. And maybe, just maybe, a little snow on Christmas morning.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Let me first start the show by giving a shout out to former producer of The Mike O'Mara Show, Lisa Herndon, who communicates with my wife semi-regularly and gave me a nice little shout out. And I thought it was nice to my wife, which was fun. It involved calling me a bastard, which was really, really funny. And Lisa, have a happy holiday
season.
I'm
having a hard time discerning the tone here.
No,
it was
great.
Because it started out nice, and then there was the word bastard. And
it was cool. Tell that bastard,
I occasionally see her around Leesburg. She's supreme. Just nice, nice family. So, hi, Lisa. That's cool. But you've never called me a bastard, to my knowledge.
I called you a bastard on yesterday's show.
No, I'm talking about Lisa calling me a bastard.
Oh, okay. Well, this is my Lisa comment.
Okay, I understand.
Is that just what all women call you?
A bastard?
Yes.
Magnificent usually prefaces it. It usually says magnificent bastard. I am at the stage of coldom right now where I don't want to jinx it. Don't want to jinx it. But it's not progressed and it has not regressed. It is right there. I am telling you, though, the Vicks family of products.
The Lavoris.
Did you have to refill yesterday from chugging too much?
No, and I didn't chug too much last night. I was very much aware of making it a single chug. And even with the single chug, at approximately, I want to say 9:30, I went into dreamland and I slept straight through till the alarm bell went off at 6 a.m. today.
I have a question for you regarding that. Is I'm no longer allowed to take NyQuil because of the alcoholic content. But back in the day when I was, drinking a lot, when I took a good dose of NyQuil, it was effective until about 2:30 or 3. And then I'd wake up, I guess because the whatever wore off. And I'd
Your system was probably so saturated with
true.
Alcohol.
But do you ever have like the NyQuil wear off in the middle of the night and you wake up and it's like you're almost charged and ready to go?
I don't even know. Because I woke up, I so rarely wake up due to an alarm. I can't remember the last time I woke up due to an alarm. And Carla was already up because she's got she's winding down to her her opening, which is December 29th here. And she is so excited about it. As a matter of fact, she showed me when you go by her new shopping center, they have one of those billboards that's digital. And so she's going to literally have her business name in lights, which
that
I am so excited for.
Cool. I love
that. And she's getting ready to, we're going to go to Maine. And then she gets back and bam, she's right to it. And it's really, really just a watching this develop is a lot of fun. As you know, it's been pretty overwhelming for her to deal with this. But now the good stuff is coming, and she's doing some test runs in her new facility, and it's really, really, really cool. And I just don't know how I'm going to avoid getting fatter, because the place down the road from her, and when I say down the road, like three doors down,
right,
is Tony's Pizza, which we have now. I have enjoyed pizza now four or five times since we discovered it. It's that good.
That was my childhood. My mom owned a store, and Pizza Bolli's was next door. So we had Pizza Bolli's about five times a week.
It's so good. It's such
good.
Does
it measure up to MSC Seaside Pizza? Because yes, I know that that was a frequent visit for all of us on the boat ride.
And the pizza was good on the cruise. So is better. And they've got, I think the only deal I know is, I think it's Sunday. It's another day too, but Sundays, this is what a lot of businesses ought to do. There are a lot of businesses that hate dealing with credit card companies.
Yeah.
They do 50% off if you pay cash, which is really cool.
That's
on,
huge.
At least on Sunday evenings, I think that's what it is. So it's a lot
of
fun to go in there.
Is that to feed their gambling habit?
That probably is. That is. I don't, they're just cool. And then we've got Duck Donuts and the lobster roll joint, which, by the way, the lobster roll joint
is
says.
Is there a diabetes clinic at, like, as an anchor store there? I mean, there's a lot of
here's
stuff.
Here's the thing
there.
If you go to the lobster roll place, if you use cash, they charge you 50% more.
Oh, good.
No, I'm kidding. Of course. I look like I'm broadcasting from the dark, don't I? A little bit here.
I think you look good.
It's just the your shirt matches your background.
It's wearing the black
with the logo.
I love this shirt. I love this Nike, this Adidas That's shirt Adidas. That I'm wearing yes. right now. Mm-hmm. I really love that. I do.
How big is the glowing GLP-1 needle in the window with all those restaurants around?
It's, you know,
everyone
I know.
Feels guilty leaving.
She That's has true. Gotten road inquiries because the foot traffic's so much more significant by her, and probably 50-50 has been facials and weight loss, and she offers both in her store. So we're excited about it, and we're excited about making our way up to the Great White North, and knock on wood, looks like early next week, perhaps a little schnee will be falling from the sky.
Maybe.
So I'm
just baby.
Just baby.
A little snow on Christmas Day.
A little snow on Christmas.
When do you leave?
Yeah, when do you leave?
Saturday afternoon.
Do you think Carla could take a page from Disney where they always have you exit through the gift shop? What if everyone who goes to Duck Donuts has to exit through Carla's shop?
Not sure that would really work, Rob. Not really sure that would work. It's kind of a, you know, the two separate deals. You know, it's like get your eat on and then get your face on and then get your nails on.
Right.
And then get your insurance on and then get your hearing aids on. And you know, I'm trying to remember every place that's next to her.
Get your face on, man.
Get your face.
It's get all that. Feel guilty driving home.
Yeah.
And then remember, oh, I should go to the other place instead.
Exactly.
I gained yesterday 2 full pounds. I was doing what I call feeding a cold.
That's the old expression. You feed a cold, you starve a fever.
I was in bed yesterday. I got done doing the show and I took to the bed and all day I was there. When I got up, I ate so much yesterday comparatively to what I eat during a regular day. And at one point last evening, it was probably 6:30, and I said, I'm going to go out and get some ice cream right now because you know that's my favorite food.
Yeah, but I would think, you know, when you say feed a cold, you're thinking maybe soup, toast,
yes.
Something like that. You went right for ice cream, huh?
No, I was hungry and I wanted, so I went out and I got.
You were hungry.
I got 2 pints of the Royal Scoop mint chocolate chip. And yes, by the end of the evening, they were both in my belly. And what I ate
two
yesterday.
2 pints.
Protein bars, which is my regular diet food that I eat a lot of. And then after protein bars was probably a bowl of cereal. And yes, it was a bowl of cereal. And then as the evening progressed.
What kind of cereal?
Frosted Flakes.
Thank God it wasn't Chex. Good for you.
When Carla arrived home, she provided me with a regular size Jersey Mike's Italian sub.
Number 13.
Then it was the request for the ice cream run. I said, do you want anything? And she said she wanted Halo Top, which is the
diet ice cream,
which is meh. And I said, I'm going to the Royal Scoop. And then I was kind of hemming and hawing going, you know, I'm under the weather and I'm running out to the Royal Scoop and I don't want to go to Pubix.
Did that have music when you said that, like the show The Crown?
I wish to go to the Royal Scoop.
Hello, hail the Royal Scoop. Hello, hello.
Now, if you're going to the Royal Scoop instead of Publix, you have a specific craving.
I have a specific craving, but then she wanted her Halo Top, and she's been kind of taking care of me, and I'm cool with that, so I finally acquiesced. And then my son wanted mochi, so it was off there. Mochi is, mochi? Josh, it's an ice cream,
It's like an Asian little it's like a little ice cream
wrapped in dough.
I was going to say it's got like a bean thing around it, and it's horrible, right?
Well, then why did you ask what it is?
Well, I wanted to make sure it was the same thing I'm thinking of because I didn't know.
It's very trendy. The kids all like it now.
No good.
I won't touch it because of how it looks.
It's good. It's good. I've had it. I've had the strawberry and it's and the mango, and it's all pretty good. And then
Chinese.
I what else did I get when I was walking around the store? I got I went to get pancake syrup because we have Carla had purchased pancake frozen pancakes you can put in the toaster
that you can eat.
I was looking at him, and I say, this is easy. And like four different times I've gone by, and I realized we don't have any syrup. And by the way, syrup is maple syrup. That's that's what you get, you the have real
gone,
stuff.
You have gone on and on through the 30 plus years we've known each other that if you want to eat something that makes you feel bad, you eat pancakes.
Yeah, and so
Why do you keep going back to them?
Because they offer instant gratification when you're not feeling well.
I see. Okay.
And last night was, if you're keeping track, protein bars in the morning when I had some sort of fantasy of maintaining my my eating program.
Sure.
Followed by some Frosted Flakes. That's when it starts to tip. That's when it tips into the bad zone. And then
that was your gateway food yesterday.
That was the gateway food. And by the way, I was so out of it that I dumped half the cornflakes, the Frosted Flakes, on the floor. And yes, I did scoop some of them up off the floor and put them in the bowl.
Oh, that's good. That just means you're saving things. You know, you're conservative.
Yeah. And the dogs hit them after that, and then I swept up. So
it's so probably the cleanest spot on the floor where the dogs were licking up the cornflakes.
Well, and I got down there with them too a couple of times. Yeah. So it was the cornflakes. Then after that, she got home and it was like really. By the way, after the cornflakes, after the Frosted Flakes, to bed. What a day! And managed to go from
your rambling food list. Yes. Kind of sounds like that. Things that I stuck up my butt. Mean that we had last week.
Yes, things that were in your cavity. I put the bowl down shortly thereafter because I was Dayquilling. Yeah. And by the way, the thing that says Dayquil keeps you awake, it's not true. Dayquil makes you just as run down, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it doesn't have the sleepiness factor, but it's not gonna perk you up.
In my opinion, it does. It makes me sleepy.
Wow.
I think the cold is making you sleepy.
No, I blame the medicine, as Elvis would. Yeah.
So 1:30-ish. I am free of my responsibilities. Pick up errands, all that. I have been given the free pass, and I make my way into the boudoir, and I go out from 1 o'clock till 4:35. When I get up, that's
great nap time.
They have just arrived home, and they have provided me with a sub. And this is probably 5 o'clock, 5:30. Reason to wake up, 100%.
Yes,
eat the sub. Get the craving, and I say to myself, I'm going to go out and get some ice cream. Go get 2 pints of ice cream. In between ice creams, I have a 4 frozen pancakes with the new maple syrup.
Oh, you see, this is a new development that you sort of skirted before.
I ultra pigged out. Pigged out.
Brand of frozen.
You know, they looked better than they tasted.
Is that what I can tell you? Or something like a name?
No, it's more generic, more Costco-ish.
Kirkland.
You know? I don't know what it was, but they're not
Johnny
good.
Boy brand pancakes.
What? By the way, frozen pancakes are garbage. They're not good.
They're not hard enough to make that they merit being frozen. Waffles, maybe.
But
maybe
you've eaten frozen pancakes before.
No, I've never had a frozen pancake.
In your life?
In my life.
Hold on.
There's no way.
He's such a conjurer. He really is.
Make pancakes. If you're going to have pancakes, you make them.
But everyone has had frozen at some point.
I'd never buy it, and I would never eat it.
Now, frozen waffles are much better than frozen pancakes.
Yes, just ask anyone on the MSCC side.
Well, you just throw it in a toaster.
Yeah.
You can't do that with a pancake.
That is a lie.
No, Mike.
Come on, in your lifetime.
No, how do you heat? Do you heat them in a toaster? How do you do it?
The microwave. You know what? Come on.
What?
You toast them.
Okay. I got 2 ounces there.
How do you get the pancake in your toaster?
Thump, 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 thump. Oh, shit. I just spilled this all over myself. God damn it. God.
But, Mike, it was worth it for the sight gag.
Oh, my God. My right eye is weeping. What?
For people that were just viewing or just listening instead of viewing, you were giving a heart sound effect to the heart on your coffee mug.
As Rob was discussing the fact that he's never eaten a frozen pancake.
That is a lie.
Mike, you know how I am. I would admit to it. if it were true. I just don't know the product. I mean, well, you love that your camera moves. Look at you. But waffles, I mean, waffle is something
just
that
wait
we
until
keep...
Michael has to go back to school and can't move the camera for you.
Because that's what's
Michael,
going on
you're
here.
You're doing a great job.
We have frozen waffles in the house right now. Robert loves them. I will occasionally grab one in the morning. But pancakes, no. I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, anyway, it was terrible. I mean, I just...
Do you
but
use butter
did,
with them
I,
when you do the syrup?
Yeah. And last night, in this particular circumstance, I did it between every... I had four.
That's the
and
way.
And so I buttered the top of the second one, then I buttered the top of the third one, and then I buttered the top of the fourth one.
Oh, yeah.
Like a butter sandwich.
Like a butter sandwich. It was absolute...
Like a diabetic lasagna.
It was piggery. And let's
piggery!
See. And up 2.8 pounds this morning. That's a lot of weight to gain in 24 hours.
Did you have a satisfying movement this morning? Because maybe that could be temporary weight.
No, I did not. And that's with my new regimen, too, which involves taking supplements that make sure that the drains are moving efficiently.
Are you still taking that supplement called Pruno?
No, I'm taking Miralax.
Oh, on a daily basis?
Daily. One scoop a day.
Wow. Look at that.
Why'd you say wow like that? Like wow.
That's a lot.
Like there's something
wrong.
That's
what it's designed for.
Well, I thought, isn't Miralax something that you take as needed, not as a supplement?
No, in my gastroenterologist case, the one in the hospital, told me that she tells her clients to take one capful a day.
That's why they sell the giant containers if you...
Because it's very gentle and it doesn't and it works . I'm here to say that regimen has been very successful for me, and so I am I'm doing that.
I'm curious about the Miralax on a daily basis. Any side effects? Do you feel any bloating, any gas, or anything like that by taking it on a daily basis?
No.
Okay, good.
Now, I've in the past, I've used it as needed, and I've used more of it as needed, and that causes that wreaks a little havoc, but
discomfort.
You know, now. Now I'm rocking and rolling. It's awesome. I feel good. I feel good down there, which is good. I probably would be in very dire straits if I was dealing with two issues at once. This is just a head cold that is flatlining right now. It's right there. It's in my throat. Mm-hmm. That's it. And by the way, right now, call the movie companies. Get them to me right now. If you need me to do any liners for the show.
Oh, sweepers, yeah.
Right now, in a world that tells you, you cannot do it.
I have a question for Mr. Sweeper.
Yeah.
Is it too late to get last-minute Christmas gifts at MikeOMaraShow.com?
It's not too late to get last-minute Christmas gifts at MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob Spiewak, tell us the kind of Christmas gifts people can get.
Oh, we have
that's
all
when you
kinds
know
of
that's
shirts.
When he does that move, that's when he doesn't have it. He doesn't know it. So
I
he's
can
just
tell you. You
yes,
can get a bonus
ahead.
Show for your
yes.
family.
Absolutely,
and
yes.
We are
anything
doing in January
have
and December.
To give him a picture.
A bonus show pitch. And by the way, this, ladies and gentlemen, do we have any Christmas music, Rob?
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact. Here
this
we go.
Is what we like to call on the show Giving Thursday. Giving Thursday is Super Chat Thursday. It's, another naked shill as we finish our year of broadcasts, humbly begging for your support for the show. Not only to buy a bonus a show subscription for the year, but to just shower us with gifts on today's show. There you go. And by the way, if you manage to generate a Super Chat for us today, I will do the Billy Big Voice phone answer for you today that you can take right off of this show.
I love it.
Like, for example, Sharon Bailey is not home right now. She cannot come to the phone. But if you would like to leave a message, please do. And by the way, if you want to write your phone answering thing with your Super Chat, I will read it on this show right now. This is a limited time offer. I will do that today. As the show goes on, like, for example, Rolando Esquire, who if he was wanting this on a Super Chat,
right.
I would say, I'm Rolando, and I prefer the waffles. See? Do you like that?
I do.
Do they teach you that here?
I love it.
Yeah, and Rolando also said, try the protein powder instead of the bars. No, Rolando, they don't taste good. But, kudos to the people that are up early.
We didn't tell people
that's we were going to do an early taping this morning, so mm-hmm. that's delightful. Very, very excited about that. And, I'm also thinking, knock on wood, this is going to be behind me before we head to the Great White North, which is going to be a lot of fun. Got a Christmas Eve dinner and have a Christmas dinner already lined up. And Rolando writes, thank you, Mike. Thank you. That's all he said. So,
So that's all he wants. Does he get a sounder for that? Does he get the $20?
If you want to enhance this, No, I was thinking something different. Like something where we could do a stager for Billy Big Voice.
Okay. Yeah, I can find a stager for you. Hold on one sec.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, I mean, so it's not going to be 1 second. I mean, we can continue. All right.
So you made your Christmas Eve plans?
Didn't make them. We're told them. And that's fine with me. That my sister's house on Christmas night and my niece's house on Christmas Eve night. And
Your niece fit in? Is this the one who went to Colgate? I'm trying to think.
They both did. Niece and the nephew went to Colgate. Okay. So, my niece has a beautiful home up there and great for kids because they've got like a game room down there. And it's going to be just a blast. I'm really, really excited about it. I couldn't be more excited about it. And I'm excited about the new airline, which I will have a review of when I come back.
Are you taking Christmas presents with you?
Yes.
For like Michael?
One delivered to the house up there yesterday, and one will be coming with, and maybe two coming with, and then Carla's doing her own thing. And, do you ever have this feeling, Josh, when it comes to 11, 10, 11, 12-year-olds and buying gifts that you are slightly concerned that there will be a kind of a negative vibe because they didn't 100%. Get exactly what they want. You feel that way this year? First time I've ever felt that with any kid I've had.
To the point that we know we have been telling no e-bike for months.
And do they still?
And because they still parents are going to think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, do they think that, and I used to get this with the kids, is they think we're saying no because it's going to be yes.
Right.
We're trying to build the anticipation.
And what we've done is to try to avoid that. Is shown every time we see a news story online of another kid getting hurt on the e-bike.
And by the way, Josh, the Soroka family and the O'Mara family for the same reasons. I think if it was solely financial, we might move a few things around to see about satisfying our progeny, which is what we like to do. But the idea of providing your kid with something where they could get severely head injured, it just ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. So
it's
I don't want to
be in my
the
house.
Idea of getting the idea of getting the kid out and here, you can strap on your fishing rod and go out. Sounds great. But these things go 40 miles an hour.
Silly.
And they're trying to change the law up here to make it 16 required.
You know, my kids are a little older, so I'm buying an e-bike for Carrie. And I'm hoping she uses it.
Her to ride it without a helmet.
But I'm making her wait until we get a snowfall. And so she has to go out in the snow with no helmet. But
so do we have do you have the stager, Rob? Do you have it now? All right, let's see what we have to work with here.
Okay, let's see if you like this one. Nope.
Too long.
How about this one?
Terrible.
Okay, how about this one?
Oldie.
I like the classicness of it. How about
oldie?
I like that.
But they're all in that same pocket of same family. Is there anything more dready, like doomy, like
you want like a doom? Okay,
not
give me a
doom.
Sec.
Not because you'll go to doom and it'll be like something cheesy, something that's like like a real trailer.
Oh, something like,
intense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something intense. That's it. That's what we're looking for.
Rob should probably get an e-bike as his second car since they haven't replaced the car.
I don't have a car.
He could easily ride the e-bike to Costco.
Exactly. But coming back from Costco, that
you're
would
small
be
the enough.
Problem.
I saw you on the cruise. You're small enough where you could get an e-bike.
Yeah, I've lost a little weight, but still, it's coming back from Costco would be the problem.
No, you can drag a little trailer or sidecar.
On a trailer, of course.
Yeah, they do.
They do. They have those.
They have trailers.
Like, e-bikes sounds like a kid's toy.
Let me ask you this.
A dirt bike with an electric battery.
When your wife heads out.
Yeah.
Are you homebound? Like with no way to get out?
Well, there's Uber, there's Lyft. I mean, yeah, but there's
you don't have a car?
No, uh-uh. I hate it.
You hate the fact that you don't have a car.
I do hate the fact I don't have a car. I mean, like, for example,
we need the stager now for a $25 super chat. He's up. He's joined us. And for every what's that?
He's not ready.
He's not ready.
I was trying to buy him time.
I know you.
Well, I wish my Christmas wish for 26 is that Rob will have like his audio organized so that we can have things at a second.
Well,
in a second,
we've got a plan to move it all to the laptop.
Yes,
but he's had some issues this year.
You dislike that one as well.
I don't think.
What
you
do
know
you think?
I don't think you understand. Do you know what a movie trailer sounds like?
Yeah, but I don't have a movie trailer stinger isolated. Okay. It would be something that I'd have to go look for, like on the internet. I don't have one.
We'll wait.
Okay. Oh, you will? Well, here's one.
Is there anything you have that doesn't sound just horrifically cheesy?
Probably not.
Let me do this now without the stager. Right. Maybe we'll do one later for both these guys with the stager. But Reese writes, "Merry Christmas, fellas." Reese, a degenerate gambler just like Mike O'Mara, who has learned over the years to tolerate Sharon Bailey. That's the cool kind of stuff that you can do when. And by the way, I love Sharon Bailey. I really do.
Yeah, what's
she
not
is
to like?
So. I had so much fun with her, even though I busted her chops about. Oh! When she's at the slot machines, it was. I love that kind of one-on-one with our listeners. That's why I wanted to do it. You know, an hour after we got back, I wanted to do it again. I mean, don't these sound like K-Tel? As far as like something you get on a record player with that, you know. My God!
I know. I'm trying to think outside the box, trying to think of something that we can do.
Here, let me try.
Okay.
We're waiting. Can you hear it?
Here it
can
comes.
You not hear that?
No.
Oh, it's not playing then.
Oh, here we go. We've got Chris Arnold. Another everybody. Giving Thursday is off to a rousing, rollicking start. Merry Christmas, boys. In a world where Chris Arnold has a generous soul, one man can prevent that from happening. We're just waiting here. We are audio engineers.
Oh, that's the Batman stinger. That's no good.
All he has are cheesy circus music.
Isn't that from
wrong?
That's from Idol.
God.
Yeah. Well,
American Idol from 40 years ago.
I throw nothing away, Mike.
Maybe that's the problem.
That could be the problem.
Maybe it's time to like edit the sounds that you have so we can have it a little fresher.
But to throw something away is
it's not throw something away, it's put it aside.
Well, even putting it aside is it's creepy to me. I mean, it's just you got to keep it, the stuff in case you need it. I mean, there is a certain value to having something if you ask
value.
When you ask for something from a long time ago and I have it, that's a victory right there.
Yes, it is.
What about, is this one, is this a good?
7 days left for Christmas shopping. 7 days left to build a stocking. 7 days left for Christmas.
Some might say it's burnout when you do the same thing for 30 years.
Hi there. Only seven more shopping days.
Only seven
days. That's all. Why not finish it up today?
Yeah, why not? Shopping day.
I'm talking about the funky chicken.
What?
Mike, you'll never have to hear that countdown again until next year.
This is true.
Not never. That's just 11
exciting.
Months.
All right, hold on. Oh, that's right. Privately sends it to
you. Tavern in the town.
This man lives in the past. Sharon! $20 super chat from my gambling buddy. You have put a lot of money in the show and in my pocket that I lost. Thank you.
I was going to say
that's so
a
much.
Good super chat.
All right, Rob, here's the thing. Do you have anything?
Yeah, I do.
You don't want to give up yet?
No, I don't want to give up yet.
Okay. All right. We're just waiting. That's all. That's all we're doing.
So not that one either.
Anything modern.
Well, I mean...
Anything modern at all. Do you have anything modern?
Mike, I do not have anything modern.
Maybe we try that for 2026.
All right, modernity.
That, you know, that little, those little services we have, that have thousands of them.
But
you know?
I'm okay with not too modern. Because
I don't want too modern
stuff,
either.
Old stuff, you know? Also avoids the YouTube strikes.
All right, let me do old, really old school. All right,
okay. Here we go.
Sharon Bailey, thank you for that $20 super chat. Much appreciated from all of us at the Mike O'Malley Show.
I like that one. That's classic, though. I mean, that's not modern, but it's classic.
Yeah, I know. I get it. There's a lot of stuff out there, right? I'm probably playing that because I'm watching Victoria. That's on, I think it's on Netflix now, but it's from PBS, Masterpiece Theater.
Okay.
And I love the British. Why does an Irishman who knows the history of the British Empire and their abuse of their fellow human beings, what was that?
Sounded like a moving chair. I think Carrie might have moved a chair upstairs.
I was going to use that.
That
sounded like you
music.
Might have a new sounder that you were going to have there.
I don't think that's it.
I'm watching Victoria, phenomenal actress playing Queen Victoria. And I just love the palace intrigue. What's wrong with me?
Well,
I really enjoy it.
It's because it's ultimately flawed. I mean, all those shows talk about how screwed up the British royal family is.
They are.
And
yes.
As an opponent, that's why you like it. They're not celebrating royalty.
I didn't realize that early in her reign, and this is all artistic mm-hmm. license they take, so it might be true or not, that they were kind of trying to get her a regent, somebody who would be co-queen with her and mm-hmm. supervisor, because they were kind of indicating that she didn't have all of her marbles. And she ended up being like one of the longest serving queens in the monarchy.
So they right wanted her to have like a J.D. Vance just in case.
I think they wanted her to have like a mentor, you know, somebody. I don't know I'm not sure the way it works in Britain at that time, which was they wanted a regent. And I guess a regent was someone who would supervise the queen. Kind of a cheesy little way for making sure she didn't set the rules herself.
Was this long enough ago that it predated a prime minister?
It's the Victorian era.
So there was no prime minister.
The 1800s.
So the regent is kind of.
No, there was a prime minister. This is very much, not modern history, but it's, it's
relatively
back
modern history. Okay.
It's post the Mad King George and all that. It's after that. And Victoria, you know, you're starting to ease into the modern royal family as we have there. So it's 1800s. And then, after that, I think we had George and Elizabeth, down the road a little bit. But Queen Victoria was, very much a part of the royal family in the late 1800s.
You
I'm not sure if we could look up what her reign was, where Queen Victoria reigned from when to when. I think it was a decent chunk of time, the reign of Queen Victoria, but I'm not quite sure.
You know the royalty, the history much more. Now, was Victoria, was she on the Epstein list at all?
No. As a matter of fact, she never made it to the island. Because
this,
yes.
This says she was queen from 1837.
Okay.
Until 1901.
64
wow.
years.
That's
a long time.
That's an amazing reign. That is an amazing reign that she had. Wow. It was 1837 to 1901.
1837.
Wow. Think of that. She was in power well before the Civil War.
She was 18 years old
mm-hmm.
as queen.
Yeah.
Very tiny.
There's a rule
Very
now
tiny.
You have to be 21. they raised the drinking age and the queen age, so it's different. But it was lucky back then.
But I like the British shows. I really do, and they take me away, especially when I'm under the weather. They take me away from the peace in our house when the peace is. And by the way, it was a peaceful 24 hours where we, you know, we're trying to get our son to, you know, to do things when he's asked the first time. Josh can commiserate with me on this, that it's very difficult. You have to tell 12-year-olds again and again. It's a very tough age. It's a very, very tough age, and we've been going through it. Yeah.
This new one, is it as good as The Crown? Because I know you were into The Crown for so long.
It ain't bad. It ain't bad. I'm thinking about it. I'm talking about it on the show, which means I would probably go and revisit it. I'm kind of in that that holiday mood now where that is the kind of crap that I like to enjoy when we are not doing shows. I like to keep it more contemporary when we are doing shows because there might be something to talk about. As far as the, you know, the Queen Victoria era, you know, how many of those? The Downton Abbey, all that crap. They've been out for a long time. It's very similar to The Crown.
If you want something current, you definitely have to watch some Hallmark-styled movies on Netflix.
I know you guys wanted me to. Here's the problem with that. I don't know where it begins and where it ends. There is so much out there. Which one should I start with?
Hot Frosty.
Hot Frosty is pretty great.
It was last year's offering.
Sounds so porno. Hot Frosty.
It's not. What they've done, Mike, is they've taken the young lady who was just a child on the show Party of Five, and they've made her like the face of Hallmark movies to a point that Hallmark now has a Lacey Chabert ornament for your tree that looks that is this person who's in all the Hallmark movies. And in this one,
did you find anything for a stager yet?
Me?
Yeah.
No. What they've done,
we have moved on.
They have made her an actual Hallmark ornament. And in Hot Frosty, I believe, Josh,
I'll play the trailer for that.
Okay.
Imagine a world where unlimited free play exists and bonuses always pops. One man can still be driven to madness at the joy of others. She's so right. That's from Shea Bay. She is so right that when everybody around me, I didn't mention this a lot on the cruise because when people were surrounding me, I am incapable, as my wife would tell you, when it comes to slot machines. Like, for example, if you got an award or you got something good that happened with your family, I would be like super psyched for that. I am able to feel that kind of joy. When it comes to financial success at the slot machine, I don't care if I've been married to you. Even my wife, I wouldn't feel joy when someone wins other than me. I cannot stand it. It drives me nuts because I feel as though they are reaching in and pulling that out of my pocket. That's how I feel about that.
And yet, when you win, there is great joy, but you have that unmistakable urge to put it all back.
Well, it's never enough.
Yeah.
It's never enough. But I also believe, like I believe when you're out on the golf course, that when something really cool happens that I like an understated reaction, and I am usually someone who will give a bit of an understated reaction when that happens because I know how others feel. That is so evil. That is so untrue. But as we head into tournament season, as I'm flirting with a 12 handicap, I'm looking forward to some very nice days.
Well, Mike, you are known as the sandbagger.
The bagger. Vance.
That's like Bagger Vance, exactly.
This holiday season, what does comfort look like to you? For me, it's slowing down, finding calm amid the chaos, and making home a place where everyone can truly relax. That's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in. Avocado helps you create your own natural oasis, a calm, cozy space filled with certified organic comfort. Their handcrafted mattresses are designed for deeper, more restorative sleep, and their breathable pillows and soft organic bedding bring that same luxury to every part of your home. Hosting family this year, Avocado's sustainable furniture, like their beautifully made city bed, bed frame helps you create a warm, inviting space where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Everything Avocado makes is thoughtfully crafted with the planet in mind, certified organic, non-toxic, and built to last, so you can feel good about the comfort you bring into your home. Because Avocado believes in being better for you and better for the planet. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right. Well, enough of this. We've got some news coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Before that, though, I want to tell you about really a great, great item for the holidays. Aura Frames. Time is ticking. Time's a ticking, folks. Yes. And the big day is almost here. So skip the gift panic and go with an Aura Frame. It's hands down the coolest digital photo frame around. And people love it because they can make it all about them. You get to display unlimited free photos and videos. Just download the Aura app, connect to Wi-Fi, and start sharing. You can even preload photos and add a message before it ships. Then keep adding memories from anywhere, anytime. Sharing is effortless. Straight from your phone all year long, and every Aura frame arrives in a premium gift box with no price tag. So here's my holiday tip. You can't wrap togetherness, but you can frame it. For a limited time, save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver mat frames, named number one by Wirecutter, by using promo code TMOS at checkout. That's AuraFrame.com, promo code TMOS. This deal is exclusive to our listeners, and frames sell out fast, so order yours now to get it on time for the holidays, in time for the holidays. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply, and we thank you, Aura Frames. Very, very excited about our Aura Frames, ladies and gentlemen. They are wonderful, and want to thank all, since we won't have another chance to do it, all of our fine sponsors on the Mike O'Mara Show for this year. We've had a lot of them and a lot of good people that have supported the show. So a salute to each and every of you. We love you. We appreciate you. And thank you all very, very much for that. And more to come in the year 2026, as we desperately hope. That's the way we always roll. Let's start today with, this is an interesting story. If you're looking to unload that scarf you got as a gift last year and haven't worn, here's your excuse. Happy National Regifting Day. It's supposed to encourage us to give away gifts we don't really want. Seinfeld coined the term in 1995. I didn't realize that they created that.
I can't believe it's 30 years old. That's crazy.
And that's at least when it got popular. Elaine got a label marker for Tim Watley. Yes. Then he got caught regifting it to Jerry. She was offended, and you might be too if you found out. But how do we feel about regifting in general in 2025? A new poll found that most Americans think regifting is acceptable now. I do. 61% say it's at least somewhat okay, and that includes 22% who say it's totally fine. Where do you gents line up on regifting? Where do you feel?
I'm okay with it. I've done it, but it's usually something generic. Like if someone comes to your house for a get together and they've got a bottle of champagne or a bottle of wine in a gift bag, you know, and it's just a generic, hey, this is lovely. I've done that. I've, you know, I can pass that along. Even when I drank, I did that.
I'm okay with regifting if it's, you know, the person would really enjoy this.
Yeah.
And I think if it's a really great gift for that person and wine and bottles that, you know, of something that you're not going to consume yourself, I think it's perfectly okay. Regifts ranked lower than used gifts, though. Now, that I agree with. Although, well, if it was something like a used watch that you were going to gift somebody, that's a different animal.
I think there's a difference between used and like vintage. Like if that
definitely
watch...
a difference between used and secondhand. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. Avoid secondhand clothing.
Not cool. It just depends on what it is. A leather-bound first edition of their favorite book, that's a different deal.
Right.
Great gift. Used socks, not so great. So that's how that... Regifting, I think...
Regifting should never be something used.
Right.
It should be something that you're not going to have any use for, and you do it like that. That's the way I would look at it.
Have you ever been on the receiving end of a regift that was obviously a regift?
I know I have. I can't tell you the exact time it happened, but I know at some point I was given something that regift. You know, especially over the years on the show, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely, regifting occurred with coworkers. You know, because we really don't care about our coworkers. That's the way it goes.
I have an aunt and an uncle on Carrie's side that don't normally give us gifts. And one year they sent us a great gift. It was the Ron Popeil.
One.
It was a great one. The Ron Popeil Showtime rotisserie oven, when it was still being like on television and it was a big deal, and it was very cool. But when it got to us, it was not in the right box. And all of the pieces were like just willy-nilly in the box. They obviously got it, hated it, reboxed it, and gave it to us. So, I mean, it was obviously a regift. I loved it. And
did you feign joy when you opened it up?
I believe it was shipped to us, so all we had to do was sit down and figure out, okay, they just regifted this.
That's fine. Yeah, you got use out of it. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
If you've been meaning to mail that Christmas gift, get on it, folks. After today, it starts to get pricey. If you're using the Postal Service to ship a box, today is the last day to send it with normal priority mail to make sure it gets there by Christmas. It might still get there if you wait until tomorrow, but no promises. Here are the cutoff dates for the post office, UPS, and FedEx. Nothing here about Amazon Prime. Sorry about that, but they use all the same regular routes. The post office, the cutoff for normal priority mail is today or the 20th for Priority Express, but it's going to cost you a ton of money to do that. Their site lists those same dates even for Hawaii and Alaska. UPS, it might be too late for normal ground shipping. The cutoff for 3 day is the 19th, for second day, the 22nd, and next day, the 23rd. FedEx says, again, probably too late for their cheapest option. The 4 day cutoff is today and 3 day is tomorrow. After that, it's time to ask yourself, do they really need to get it by Christmas? And if you're planning on sending anything by Temu, you're pretty much screwed blue and tattooed.
We're lucky, Mike, right now in the chat room is Sharon Bailey, who works for the United States Postal Service. And I believe she mentioned to me on the boat, everybody, please wait to the last minute.
Yes.
That's what she said, please. And
that's a windfall for her if you do that in a world. And by the way, this is Giving Thursday. Super Chats welcomed on the Mike O'Mara Show. Buy our stuff. Get it out today. And we still have a lot of really cool stuff located on the store. We got T-shirts.
Sweatshirts.
We've got sweatshirts, hoodies, right? That type of that. We still have the hoodies out there. I wore one this week.
I believe so.
Okay.
They will make great first week in January gifts.
As a matter of fact, in the next segment, Josh, if we can open up on the screen, can we open up the TMOS store and see what's lying around in there? That might be a lot of fun. Have you ever wanted to participate in Survivor? Carla was watching it last night, like a marathon
view. She's still with it?
She's watched it every year.
I know it doesn't count because they do like mini seasons, but they're like in their 52nd season or something.
I think 49.
I think
next one's a big deal that it's 50.
God.
There are people who watch it. They'd probably say, man, that would be fun, but they wouldn't want to just deal with all the gribblies of, you know, having ants crawl up in your crotch and all that, or sleeping in the wilderness, struggling through, you know, not being able to eat anything and having a beef with everyone. Next month, Survivor will launch a nationwide contest where they're hiding immunity idols in each of the 50 states. It's kind of fun, if you ask me.
That's fun.
And yeah. It's challenging you to find them with clues to guide you. It's called the Survivor 50 Challenge. That's 50 for 50 states and the upcoming 50th season of the show, which premieres on February 25th. The promotion will begin on January 31st. That's when the clues will begin appearing online, and it'll run through February 25th. There will be 51 prizes, one for finding each state's hidden immunity idol, and one for the winner of a virtual contest that's apparently looking for something online, but there aren't many details yet on that.
Oh, that's for lazy people.
That's yeah. the super lazy that yeah. want to do it. You do not have to be the first to find the idol. Everyone who does and takes a photo with it to prove it will be entered in a drawing to determine the state's winner. The winners of it, that kind of sucks.
No,
I think
yeah,
the first person should do it.
I think
it.
You should take the idol with you.
That's what I would think,
that
right?
That would increase your chances.
If I know anything from Survivor, you find the idol and you have to stick it in your underpants.
That's right.
But obviously maybe it'll be chained or glued to something if people can't take it with them, right?
But if they expect a lot of people to find it, then it's going to be lame. And large and not hard to find.
Yeah. The winners of each state will get a free trip to L.A. to some kind of Survivor event. This is getting watered down with every single fact that I give you here.
You know who would be very good at this contest? And I was actually in brief contact with him last week, is John Dalton.
John Fairplay Dalton. Why were you in contact with Johnny Fairplay?
Because he posted, I didn't realize that at his website he sells records. He does some buy and sell stuff, and he just bought a lot. I mean, a lot meaning like an auction lot of 45 RPM records. And I asked him about it, and he said, "Keep an eye on the website; they'll be up for sale soon."
I saw Johnny Fairplay post. I don't know what there was. It wasn't viral, but he still shows up on my feed once in a while. The grand prize, by the way, for Survivor hasn't been announced. Okay, well then you're jumping. I'm sorry I shared. Promoted it since you're not giving anything away good. It should be one person in each state finds the idol, puts it around their neck, and gets a great prize.
I agree.
Effers.
Don't cheap it out,
CBS.
Sometimes the answer's in the question. Cheap it out, CBS.
Mm-hmm.
When Survivor premiered, I remember when it was first discussed on back then the Don and Mike show,
yes.
The notion of it, which is people voting people off on an isolated island. And it seemed, intriguing. But we didn't realize it was going to catch on fire on that first season.
Right.
And do you remember that we had a live show at the Bayou the night of the original Survivor finale?
Did we really?
And we were scared no one was going to show. So we arranged to have a TV screen on the stage, and we stopped at like 8:58 to watch the ending of Survivor and then continued the show.
Because it was that hot at the time. And it was still
sizzling.
When the networks, it was the tail end of the networks being that big.
Yes.
That they could influence that many people. And
yeah.
I hated
crazy.
That. I hated the fact that we had to do that.
I know.
I don't know which I hated more, doing stuff like that or going to Arnold Schwarzenegger premieres. I'm not really sure
Mike,
what that would be.
When you're on your deathbed, you can proudly tell your children you saw every Batman movie.
Yes. Yay. Jake and Romy Reiner broke their silence in a joint statement yesterday on the murder of their parents. Did you see the viral video of the arrest when he was like in a convenience store and they got him coming out?
Mm-hmm.
And he knew. You can see the way he's looking at the cop that walks into the store. Here's the quote. "Words cannot even begin to describe the unimaginable pain we are experiencing every moment of the day. The horrific and devastating loss of our parents is something that no one should ever experience." I agree with that. "They weren't just our parents, they were our best friends. We are grateful for the outpouring of condolences, kindness, and support we have received, not only from the family and friends, but from people in all walks of life. We now ask for respect and privacy, for speculation to be tempered with compassion and humanity, and for our parents to be remembered for the incredible lives they lived and the love they gave. Here are more updates on the tragedy. Rob and Michelle's official cause of death was revealed to be multiple sharp force injuries. Their son Nick made his first court appearance yesterday in a suicide prevention smock. His arraignment is scheduled for January 7th, and he's being held without bail. And no, he won't receive any inheritance if convicted, if anybody was wondering about that. I wasn't.
Thinking about this yesterday, and I mean, obviously on the surface, it's an unimaginable tragedy, but to think that we could have gotten some more movies, some more creative output from Rob Reiner, that's tragic. To think that he was one of the last living links to a different era of show business and he had enough time left to discuss that, that's a tragedy. The fact that his wife, who I think is being overshadowed a little bit in this because she was not Rob Reiner, but she was also a very talented photographer and a beloved Hollywood figure, that's a tragedy. There's nothing about this that the more you read about it, it just gets sadder. The whole thing is a tragedy.
I was getting some unfortunate StubHub ads yesterday all over Facebook
that
said, come see Rob Reiner live in Sarasota.
Yeah.
And they were still running the ads.
They got to keep those updated. I remember when Meatloaf died that day, Weber Grills put out a meatloaf recipe for their grills. And no one caught the fact that that had been an unfortunate deal, and they had to apologize because they thought they were, like, you know, capitalizing on the fact that Meatloaf had died, and they sent out a meatloaf recipe.
The release of Rob's final film, Spinal Tap at Stonehenge, the final finale, is on hold as well. And, you know, just that that whole collection of great, funny people that were in that, you know. And I just this one has lingered more, probably because of maybe the media spotlight that's on it. But
well, you just
loved- gruesome.
And you also loved All in the Family, not only as a piece of history, but as a wonderful show. And I think you're really invested in this one. He's a contemporary of yours.
To think that back in that era, it's such a twisted world we live in now, Rob, when you think about it. Because back in that era, we were able to poke fun at the bigotry of Archie Bunker because it was so out of the mainstream American viewpoint. And now we have you couldn't say anything or produce any content like that, but yet bigotry is part of mainstream American politics now.
It's
weird. It's a weird, like, bizarro world we live in now.
We don't have the sort of skill or the ability to separate the fact that he was using bigotry and being shown as an idiot to be using that bigotry. You have to show the idiocy of it to really prove how bad it is. And I don't think we're brave enough to make that sort of example anymore. And that's why it's allowed to, you know, prosper.
I have always thought in the world of comedy, in joke reality, that, you know, stereotype jokes, I've always thought, you know, can be very, very funny. And it's a pretty easy line to analyze when you have it, you know, because they can easily go over the edge to real bigotry when you're doing that. But if they're handled the right way in the world of comedy, it can be okay. And Archie's Place, you know, the All in the Family show did it in such a way that, yes, you pointed out how absurd it was, but at the same time, you felt that you had permission to laugh at it because it was funny when you thought about how closed-minded he was.
We were at a weird transitory time in the nation, and it was very reflective, I think, the way things were. I mean, there were still people out there that thought it was okay to use those words and have those feelings because that's how they were brought up. But we were also facing the next generation where people started to realize that's not okay. And it was the perfect vehicle to make fun of that.
I play golf with a lot of people from the different parts of the world. It's just the way it happens here in Southwest Florida. There are a lot of people that actually come down here from the Great White North and from areas of Europe and have homes. They're very successful people that want to go to the warm weather climes in the winter where we are. And the perception of not to a man, but certainly it's noticeable to me, is how astonished they are at the routine bigotry that they see on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. That now has been, the Pandora's box has been opened. And somebody said, I can't believe that you would say something like that. I've had that happen to me where people have shared it with me, and I'm honored they share it with me. But you see that, and you can become desensitized to it. It's just a drag. So,
do you remember when Barack Obama was elected president and we thought that we might have some of this behind us?
It stuns me.
And I would dare say that now it's as bad, if not worse, than any time in my lifetime.
I've never seen it worse, ever. Yeah. So
Anyway, pray
so
for
Merry
that
Christmas,
turnstile.
Everybody.
A 63-year-old man in the UK named David Purchase broke a world record by singing Christmas songs for 42 hours. This hurt my sore throat without losing his voice. He did it at a brewery, and people popped in throughout the 42 hours to cheer him along. He started at midnight on Wednesday of last week, finished last Friday after singing 684 songs. And no,
all different?
Yeah, and no, he didn't know that many different ones.
Oh.
David chose 38 songs, which he repeated 18 times each. Stuff like Last Christmas, Jingle Bells, Step Into Christmas. He could only take a 5-minute break every hour. And between each song, he could take a break for just 20 seconds. The previous record was a woman from Nigeria named, wow.
What?
Iwa Oluwa Olatunji.
She's great.
She's fantastic. Yeah. She sang Christmas songs for 31 hours straight 2 years ago. So David eclipsed that and tacked on another 11 hours. So way to go.
When you do that, don't you think you'd really just need to tack on maybe an hour? You don't need to go that many more.
Well, you want to make sure. Yeah.
It'll stand.
And it'll hang up there. And that's wonderful. And we appreciate that. Let's move on to the final story today. Police in Auburn, California say they saw a box set outside with a sign saying, Merry Christmas, free weed.
Hey!
Organic and cage free. There were dozens of jars in a box, apparently filled with Mary Jane. The police posted a photo and said, the holidays can be stressful. We get it. But leaving a box of free marijuana on the sidewalk is not how you spread cheer to the neighborhood. Surprises are for stockings, not sidewalks. Oh, where's the fun in that?
Yeah.
Especially sidewalks near a high school. These 29 mason jars of cage-free weed. Cage-free.
Was it really mason jars?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Josh. What?
Was it really weed? Because it seems like a prank.
It doesn't say whether it was or not here. They were disposed of responsibly, which would tell me that it was weed. It's unclear how they disposed of the pot or how many jars there have been there were to begin with. But that afternoon, local donut shops were overwhelmed with police cruisers, and raucous laughter could be heard inside the station house. There you go. Little weed humor there, ladies and gentlemen. Fantastic. How are you?
I keep thinking that why would you transport weed in glass? You know, you're going to break that glass. Baggies, that's the way you want to go,
right? Mason jars, you know, pretty standard place to keep your weed.
I suppose, yeah.
Hey, everybody, I want to let you know that when the holiday season rolls around, it feels like there's a party every weekend. This season, may I suggest Soul's Out of Office Gummies. Isn't that a nice segue from that news story?
Yes.
Same fun vibe, low in calories and zero hangover. Soul specializes in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and help you unwind. Or try their out-of-office beverage, a refreshing alcohol-free alternative that's perfect for winding down on the couch or socializing at a tedious office party. Plus, no annoying nog after effects. Soul also has a variety of products specifically designed to help you get a better night's rest, including their top-selling sleepy gummies. With wellness at the forefront, you can feel good about what you're putting in your body. And I can testify to this. I've seen Rob put a lot of bad things in his body, but
yes.
But I'll tell you, the soul, it works for him. And he's got you've got a good soul too, you know.
Thank you. And as do you, yes.
All of them are vegan, gluten-free, low in sugar, and federally legal, plus no glowing red Rudolph nose thanks to your alcoholism. Win-win. Bring on the holiday cheer and treat yourself or someone you love to Soul this season. Right now, Soul offering the TMOS audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com. Use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com with promo code TMOS for 30% off. All right, we've been waiting to get to this for quite some time now, and it's time to talk about the thing that you wanted to talk about, the Christmas prank or pranks, plural.
Yeah.
Not sure whether it was one or two that you wanted to get to.
I'm wondering if you guys have any pranks that you play on your family around Christmas. Because there's a couple traditional ones that we have.
Well, I tried 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I bought nice candles that had nice Christmas stickers on them.
Yeah.
But they smelled horrible. They were prank candles to just make your house smell horrible.
Were they gingerbread Myers gingerbread soap?
Basically. But it said Christmas tree scent on the side. And the idea is you light it, your whole house stinks, and you would never think it's the candle.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave it to my sister as a nice Christmas present. And then I went back there to visit last year for Christmas, and it was pulled out again, but not lit.
Oh, so they're just displaying them like taper candles. So
I'm now waiting for that prank years later to maybe pay off.
Wow. Well, what are the pranks that you've been reading about, Rob?
Well, no, these are all real life pranks that we've done in our family. I think my favorite one, two of them are related to my Aunt Peggy and my Uncle Al. And my Uncle Al was a half breed, 50% Native American. And he was very handy. And
did
he
you
could,
say half breed?
Well, I mean, yeah,
what
I didn't mean that.
Mike,
and don't say that word. That's bad, too. Wow. But I didn't mean to say that. I meant to say he is 50% Native American.
It took us both a minute to figure out.
Yeah, I apologize. It was definitely misstated. But he built huge letters out of plywood.
Is that an internal family joke?
No, it's not.
That's internal family, like regular conversation.
No, it's not. It's actually a song by Cher. That's what it is. So,
sure, it is. We'll go with that.
He built huge, probably 6 feet tall letters that said Noel that he painted, and their house was on a hill, and they had a light on them. So when you drove by, there were these massive letters that said Noel.
But every night the man would come around and lay his money down.
And my uncles, Sam and Philip, went late one night and rearranged the letters so that they said Leon and just left them there. And they stayed there for a day or so before Uncle Al noticed that they said Leon.
One of the greatest laughs of my high school career
yes.
was there was a movie about like a killer squid or octopus
yeah.
That was in a drive-in, and it was called Tentacles. And they changed the name to Testicle. But it wasn't spelled correctly, but it said
still,
testicle.
It yeah, yeah.
And we drove by that. And, you know, we've been hip to the fact that somebody had done that. And I love big signs being changed around. That's funny to me.
Another thing Uncle Al did is his brother-in-law, my Uncle Sam, that he's the guy that pretty much ran.
Uncle Al and Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam, he had like stilts, right, in his garage that he would walk around.
Red and white striped
pants.
He's
a full breed.
Yeah, he is. He is a full breed guy.
Be careful.
After your money. Now, because he was a brother-in-law, and because my Uncle Sam ran our Christmas tree stand, my Uncle Al wanted a deal on a tree, and Sam would not do it. He said, "You know, you're a customer like anyone else." So what Al did is there was like a pile of refuse at the back of the Christmas tree stand where. You know, if you buy 200...
Hey, we missed Chris White, didn't we? With the Merry Christmas $50 Super Chat.
We also missed Jedi.
Oh, okay.
Jedi, okay. Jedi, another $20 Super Chat. On Giving Thursday, the day that we appreciate all the gifts to donate to keep this show chugging along would be much appreciated. We got another one, $10 from Roederggk.
Rotor Geek.
Thanks for another year of great entertainment. We appreciate this. This is our last regular show for 2025.
And put your real names in so we know who you are.
Exactly.
We really appreciate that. But everybody, you're really doing well on our Giving Thursday. If you just tuned in, we're asking for last-minute donations for the Mike O'Mara Show, and the Super Chats are coming fast and furious today. God bless you. And if you put up a movie trailer line, I will read it like this guy, because I've got a cold in my throat. There it is. Go ahead, Rob. Didn't mean to interrupt
you. So Uncle Al was bitter that he had to pay full price, and there was a refuse pile in the back of the stand, because when you buy 400, 500 trees at the same time, some are not going to be saleable. And there were trees that had just sort of like they were only half trees. They were totally, you know, bald on the back. So at night, Uncle Al went in and got two bad trees, cut them in half, and wired them together to make one full tree. And it was beautiful. And Uncle Sam, to the day of his death, never knew where Al got that beautiful tree. And it used to really drive him crazy that it was two trees that he had thrown apart.
So when he wired them together, by doing that, did he fill it out more? Is that what
it
was?
Well, think of it, you know, every tree has a bad side, right?
Yeah.
And these were trees that had a side so bad they weren't saleable. So he got two half trees, took home, and with his bandsaw, cut up the center of the trunk.
Oh, and okay. Then put the really split it.
Exactly. And I've always thought about, wouldn't it have been easier just to buy a tree?
Oh, let me ask you this. Yeah. When he cut up the center of the tree, right. Did he do it to the other tree too?
Yes. Yeah, so it was two half trees.
To make
trees.
A perfect tree.
And so it was gorgeous.
It was a nice, like, he got a nice seam there, like a nice woodworking seam.
Well, yeah, exactly. And, you know,
did he glue it, nail it, or how did he wire?
And also, Mike, you know, you can actually, like with apple trees and stuff, if you cut them and put them together right away, they take to each other. So if the tree had been alive, it might have continued to go, but the sap sort of holds it together.
And
as
this
well.
Was Uncle Al that did
Uncle
this?
Uncle Al, Aunt Peggy's husband.
I would imagine that Uncle Al had some woodworking skills to be able to pull that off.
Yeah, I mean, he built the Leon letters, didn't he? Mm-hmm. And then my buddy Brad's house, his mom has, and I'm building up to the prank I'm doing this year.
Okay.
Had two reindeer that were made out of like almost like lumber, like the log was a body. And the sticks were legs, and there was a red ball on the nose, and it looked like a reindeer. And there was two of them, and we called them Moo Moo and No No. I can't explain why, but we always did.
The reindeer were called Moo Moo and No No?
One was Moo Moo, and one was No No. And what we would do is we would hang at Brad's house at Christmas time and have a few beers. I said, let's do it to piss your mom off. And we'd go into the living room and pose the deer like they were making love.
Like one deer mounted on the other one?
Yes.
I like that prank. It's my kind of prank right there.
I'm considering a prank this year.
What's that?
What's that?
I would like to take a big knife and go cut down the 7 inflatables in my neighbor's yard that hum all night.
Hum?
Wow.
Oh,
you know, you hear the blowers all night?
Yeah. Yeah, they should not run all night. I'll send you a psycho knife for that.
You need to be 70. You need to get to your 70th birthday because you are, for a man in his 40s, the ultimate curmudgeon.
Oh, I know.
Do you wave at your neighbors when you see them? If somebody's coming by that you know, do you wave?
Oh, on occasion. But I really don't like my
How
neighbors.
Many fingers are up when you wave to your neighbor? Hey, nice and flexible.
Only acknowledge if I need to.
Okay. All right.
I will steal a glance. And if I see a hand go up, I'll usually return it, you know. But when I'm also
they better make the first move.
When I'm walking the dogs too, and I know Josh doesn't do this. When I'm walking the dogs, I might give him a smile.
Sure,
friendly
got to,
smile.
Sort of. Yeah, I've got three neighbors. I got three neighbors that I'll talk to about. I've got a new neighbor to my right that I've not met yet. Maybe they're great. I don't know. So we'll have to see.
Well, this is go over there with some nog or something.
I'll go pose their deer in their in their front yard.
Honey, were the deer doing that when we went to sleep last night? What's
and also, if you want to take it to the next level, you can do it to people that put the light up deer outside. It's even funnier. Mm-hmm. But I've never done that. Now, the final prank this year is, Josh, you're probably the most religious of the three of us. Do you put out a nativity scene, or as they call it in the Catholic Church, a creche in your house?
It's a nativity scene, not a nativity scene. Okay. It's not nativity.
I have a nativity scene out in my yard, but it's like a wooden thing.
Joel Brosenbaum, $20 super chat. Good morning from California, and happy Christmas to you. And your families. Thank you, everybody. We love these Christmas super chats.
Really
They're
cool.
Very generous. We appreciate it. So what was the answer? I'm sorry. So I was
you have one. You have one outside.
I have. It's a simple little silhouette.
Okay. I know what you mean. Yeah. I've got one that is just three pieces. My father has a very modern one that is very sort of impressionistic that he calls Madonna and Bowling Ball. Because it's got Mary and the baby is just like a round.
Right.
Carlo always wants to put out a crash, as we call it. That's what we call the nativity scene. But it's funny the way you pronounce that makes me laugh. Nativity.
I always wanted the blow mold set up.
Oh yeah, also nice. Yeah.
Really nice.
But the thing you like this, Rob, that the nativity scene that I've seen in Costco. They had it for years and years. They might still have it. Somewhat resembles the one that was in my house for decades. Like it's the same molds they use.
It's funny you should bring it up, because my aunt Lina, and she's the target of this prank that is yet to happen.
Lina, won't you blow? Lina, won't you blow? Lina, won't you blow your horn? Mm-hmm.
Lina has the house that hosts our family's Yankee swap on the 26th every year. And we're talking big, like 60 to 65 people gather.
It's all baseball merchandise, right?
And it's all baseball merchandise. Mm-hmm. And for $10, they'll sign any flat.
Okay.
Which is nice.
What's the difference between a regular swap and a Yankee swap?
A Yankee swap hates the South.
No, a Yankee swap you can steal, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a white elephant thing where you draw tickets and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's a big deal and it's a lot of fun. But she has a beautiful, many, many piece nativity set that she puts out with like a little bit of straw around it. And it's white porcelain. It's gorgeous. And a couple years ago, she broke Mary. And that's sad, right? Because you need Mary for your nativity.
They break easily.
Yeah. So her friend actually did the internet research, found the company, and ordered her a replacement Mary. Now, unfortunately, something has changed in the years. So Mary is now about 25% bigger than the rest of the people and the scale. Yeah. And this year, my mom was on the phone with Lina, and she says, problem with the nativity set. My mom says, what? And Lina says, I broke something. And my mom said, what did you break? She said, she broke a goat. So that's sad. But she said, it's just a goat. It's not like I broke the Virgin Mother.
We had the mule or the horse.
Yeah, it was a mule usually.
That had like a scar down its neck because it broke off and we glued it.
Yeah, a lot of times you see a mule with missing ears on a nativity set because they're very fragile. So with the goat gone, I was laughing. I said, that's unfortunate. And I went on to Amazon and I found a plastic white toy goat that you would give to like a child to play with. And it's approximately the right scale, but it really is a Fisher-Price plastic goat. And I ordered it. And so on Christmas Day, or actually the day after Christmas, my mom and I are going to sneak into that room and put the goat along side the
very clever boys.
that's a good one.
Very and clever.
The beauty of it is that maybe they'll notice before they pack it away, and maybe they won't.
That's cool.
And so I'm hoping that like New Year's Day they're packing away all the Christmas stuff. And
I love that.
Where is the plastic goat?
Well, at least you're not using a satanic item or anything like that. You know,
no,
he has his father's eyes. We're not doing that. That's awesome. Merry Crimble, everybody. Don't forget it's Giving Thursday. We appreciate everybody with your super chats today as we wind down the year 2025. And let me tell you, guess what, friends? Peptides are helping people drop serious weight. My wife, Carla, with DermGlow Skin, her brick-and-mortar store opens December 29th here in Fort Myers. And I'm living proof. I've lost so many tens of pounds, 70, 80 pounds, using these prescription meds. Dozens of pounds. Even with the I have a cold orgy of food that I had yesterday, I'll get right back on track. You can do it, too. The best part, you can start right from your couch at DermGlowSkin.com. Just click weight loss, choose your peptide, take a quick quiz, get doctor approval, and boom, bam, your prescription shows up at your door. DermGlow knows these products are cheap. Hold on.
When you're 100 years old, Mike, and I imagine we'll still be doing this, will you still take such delight in your own voice when something like that happens?
You know, when you have a cold, it's fun.
It is fun.
That's why those guys all died. DermGlow knows these products aren't cheap. Excuse me. So they offer three easy payment plans that accept HSA, FSA, plus select medications are deeply discounted through the year end. So quiet the food noise, feel like you again, and give yourself a present because you only get one life and you deserve to love it. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and make it happen, everybody. All right, we don't have a lot of time left on the show.
Right.
I know that you know, one of you guys wanted to talk about Christmas movies. That's a pretty long discussion, but maybe we could or YouTube TV. You pick a
subject. Well, we better do Christmas because that won't hold over.
Christmas movies. I think that this discussion of Bruce Willis and Die Hard is a cheap way to promote people watching that movie every year. I don't give two rat's asses about whether or not that is a Christmas movie.
I'll say really this, do. It's a great movie. It truly is a great movie. I love Bruce Willis, and it's one of his best pieces of work. And I do watch it at Christmas time just because probably it's a path of least resistance, but I still don't consider it a Christmas movie. I got people in my circle of friends that will sit down after presents and watch Die Hard. It's not that important to me.
I don't know if I've ever watched it start to finish. I love Bruce Willis in Pulp Fiction. Mm-hmm. I love Bruce Willis as a personality. And, you know, I was busted up like so many of his fans when he went through his health issue. You know, more power to him to his whole family. It's continuing. But I'm not, I don't have a dog in this Die Hard fight.
It's a Christmas movie if it's the only time of year I can watch it. And Die Hard is fun any time of the year, so it's not a Christmas movie.
I agree with that. Are there any other in that category?
Yeah, a couple. I like that people, if you bring up Die Hard, they'll say, well, his wife is named Holly. Well, you know what? I'm not buying it.
No. That's a stretch. It's a ridiculous stretch.
This might be more me and Josh's era, but do you think Gremlins is a Christmas movie?
Because it does take place like in a little village. They come out of a store, right? At Christmas time?
Gizmo's a gift. Gizmo is a Christmas gift from the crazy uncle.
I don't consider it a Christmas. I think a Christmas movie should have Christmas as the central plot line.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I have one here, Mike, that I know it's a favorite movie of yours, and I think you watch it every Christmas, or it might be Christmas Eve. Eyes Wide Shut. It was released in July, but it takes place.
Nicole Kidman at her absolute turbo hotness, too.
And don't forget that they had to take it back and put in CGI people to cover up the screwing in some of the scenes because it was too graphic.
Because they were really like
going at it, yeah.
Doing it.
Mm-hmm. So do you find that to be a Christmas movie?
No, I do not.
Okay. How about, and we talked about this, I think we went and saw the premiere together, Mike, Batman Returns. That's the second Michael Keaton Batman where one of the big scenes is at the lighting of the Gotham City Christmas tree.
Not at all. Just because there's a Christmas scene doesn't mean that it's a Christmas movie.
What about Ed Scissorhands?
No, not even close. Nope.
All right. Okay, just checking. Snow.
And thank you, David, for the super chat.
Oh.
Got one set up for you, Mike.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, $10 super chat from David Tope, 95.95.
Come with me if you want to live.
Now, Josh and I were actually discussing this movie a couple days ago as to whether or not it falls into a holiday classification. Trading Places.
No.
It's set all around Christmas.
No.
All right. How about
that's like saying something about Mary. Should be a Christmas gift. Well, Mary.
Something about M-E-R-R-Y.
Mary, Mother of Jesus Christ.
There are two puns there, Mike. You must enjoy them both. How about First Blood?
No.
It has a Christmas tree in the background of the first scene.
No. Again.
Come on.
Can you enjoy it in July?
Yeah, I see that. And then the last one, Mike, Lethal Weapon. The first Lethal Weapon has a Christmas setting as well.
No.
All right. And for closing,
is the Michael Mara Show a Christmas podcast since we podcast during Christmas season?
Yeah, absolutely. We're multi-dominational.
Yes, we are. Seasonal. Yes, we're almost at the finish line here. So your super chats are much appreciated. Thank you. I'm a little obsessive towards the end of the year. Come on, give me a break.
Do the two of you have a favorite Christmas movie that you have to watch every year?
I do. Go ahead, Josh. I'll let you go first.
I watch A Christmas Story every year.
That is, I'll tell you, having not watched it for a while, that one is just so spectacular. That's such a great film. It really is. But
age is better. It gets better with age. It honestly does.
I think my family might roll their eyes at me when I ask to put this on, but It's a Wonderful Life is special for me.
That one works, too.
I love that one. That's one. Good. And I like the original Miracle on 34th Street. And then Carla, when we were sitting around before we put on A Christmas Story, Carla brought up Scrooge and Christmas Carol. The problem with A Christmas Carol, I'm not quite sure which one I like best. It's probably the George C. Scott version.
Mike, I recommend this year, and this would be great for Michael as well, and we just talked about it on Hicks Nicks, is the Christmas Carol with the Muppets. I hadn't watched it in a couple years, and Michael Caine is so good as Scrooge. You would really enjoy it. I think you would.
Okay.
And I do truly enjoy Jingle All the Way every year.
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle. I like to just put it on in the background.
And of course, Predator 2. You know, always during the holidays. That's a big
and
one.
And it's
for
not
me.
Christmas at the Spiewax without a showing of Showgirls.
There it is. Yes, sirree. Fantastico. Ho!
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 Ho! Do you ever stop and wonder if any modern-day Scrooges walk among us this Christmas season? Well, they most certainly do. They're the ones who gladly listen to the free show Monday through Thursday without being a part of the TMOS bonus show family. This is rude behavior, even if your first name is Ebenezer. But do we hate you? No. Will you be visited by three ghosts tonight as the clock strikes one? No. We just wish you all the joy that comes with unfettered access to all the TMOS content, because better access means more fun.
It does.
You deserve more, like our state-of-the-art TMOS extras. Fun and unpredictable extra content that you won't get anywhere else. Or sign up for the commercial-free TMOS, which also includes the bonus show every single week. Great one this week, where we dive into a former cast member on the Mike O'Mara show, and you know, Rob's relationship and my relationship, and you know, kind of get into some serious discussions about the show. Act now while you can order a yearly subscription. Remember, your bonus subscription is the power behind everything TMOS. So when you grab that bonus subscription, you're making sure all the great stuff keeps on a coming. We take pride in the Yuletide, and soon you will fall to your knees and exclaim, I will honor the bonus show in my heart and try to keep it all the year. Duh.
That's Dickens.
For additional details, visit the bonus show tab at MikeOMaraShow.com. And God bless us, everyone. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
Ah, summertime, Mike.
All hits all summer long on WAVA.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Christmas jingle.
Yeah, baby.
We've talked in the past about the mashups of songs that work and don't. This one took a lot of work, and for that reason, I like it.
Yeah, York Rat, $20 super chat. Thanks for another year, and a happy new year to you. Thank you very much. In jail. that's a wonderful life. I like that.
This guy explains what he has to do, and I think you'll know both songs, okay?
Feliz Navidad and Smells Like Teen Spirit. I don't know. Those are both recorded without a metronome, so they're not going to line up perfectly. Plus, they're a tritone apart, so I'm going to have to transpose Smells Like Teen Spirit down.
Then it'll just be more grungy.
Not really good.
I like
no,
it.
No, you brought better.
I do not like the Feliz Navidad song, so I think it brings it to the next level.
And it kind of doing a little battle there, just a little bit, fighting it a little bit, right?
Well, you know, Christmas is a time to stop fighting, Mike. I think that's important.
Christmas is a time to stop fighting.
What will ruin your dinner faster than this, Mike, if you're at a fancy sort of get-together?
Guests at a Lake Geneva resort got a pretty jarring surprise over the weekend.
Oh, I'd love
it. A raccoon fell from the ceiling
of
the Grand Geneva restaurant and bit a guest.
Oh, it bit a guest.
Catch
oh, no.
It. Deputies
worst
ultimately
case
called
scenario.
For some backup.
Oh, big-ass raccoon. Look at that.
In a back dining room.
Wow.
Likely place for that raccoon to be.
Man, that's not cool.
It was ultimately taken to a vet clinic to be euthanized.
You get a free trip to the spa.
Yes, and it was, Mike. It was indeed euthanized.
This guy.
Yo, this guy, absolutely.
Well, he was bit by the raccoon. Once we get there and get the animal, once it bites somebody, there's really one option, and that's to get that animal tested as soon as possible for the transmission of rabies.
Deputies haven't yet said how that victim is doing. We hope they're okay. The restaurant's managing director put out a statement saying the safety and well-being of our guests is our top priority.
God,
absolutely.
Do they have, like, is this like a standard template for when they get in trouble that puts this crap? Is our the safety and well-being of our guests is our top priority.
Yeah,
thank
that
you
wasn't
very
from
much.
The managing director. That was from the lawyer.
That yes, was from the lawyer.
Amen.
My mouse, oh, good. Finally, my mouse is back. It's been giving me trouble all day, so I'm sorry about that delay there. Mike, this is a preview of the new Spielberg movie. It's called Disclosure Day. It looks pretty creepy. I want you to take a look. Tell me what you, it doesn't come out till next summer, but the trailer has dropped.
If you found out we weren't alone, if someone showed you, proved it to you, Would that frighten you?
Good morning, Kansas City. Let's take a look at today. Today is... Today's...
So Merry Christmas, everybody.
I like the conspiracy theories online is that Spielberg got access to real aliens to make the movie.
Wow.
That is such a great trailer. Oh my God.
The one thing that stuck out to me, though, Mike, is that, you know, Emily Blunt having trouble talking there. I thought this mashup might work.
Okay.
When she was stammering, it sounded like the Seinfeld theme to me.
The clicking?
Yeah, all the clicking and popping. But anyway, they reveal so little in that trailer that it does look horrifying.
To me, I really wish more trailers would go that route because that makes you just want to tease.
Exactly.
You just want to whet the appetite to have it come on like that. And I don't think I was thinking anywhere near like your puppy dog brain with that Seinfeld thing. Sometimes I just look quizzically.
You know what will surprise you, Mike, is the person who designed that trailer, that tease, was Josh's brother, Matt Sroka. It was
Matt
a great Sroka. Tease.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And the students from Mercer College.
Let's close with this. Have you ever gotten yourself into a situation where at the last minute you feel like you should be? I see it all the time on kids riding roller coasters. They get up, they wait in line, they get to the coaster, and they say, I can't do it, and they get out.
Terror.
Well, this is a lady who signed up to do a base jump from a mountain and decided at the last minute she didn't want to do it, but her instructor wasn't hearing of it, and she ended up okay, but this is what we close with today.
I can't. No, I really want to bail, Andy. No, Andy, I really want to bail. No, I'm serious. Please back up, Andy.
I bet he hears that all the time.
I love you.
How insane is that?
I knew you were going to do that.
I know.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's not normally the reaction you get when you push a woman off a mountain, but she was okay with it.
Carrie? Yeah. Anyway.
No, Rob, I don't want to do it. No, I'm curious.
Listen, everybody, have a wonderful holiday. We will be back in 2026. We've got a great bonus show tomorrow as well. And lots of content next week and the week after that.
Something new every day. Make sure you check your podcast feed.
Very, very interesting stuff coming up. To all of our listeners who support us all year round, thank you so much for that. We look forward to seeing you in 2026. For Josh Sirok and Rob Spiewak, love you guys. Thank you so very much. We appreciate everything you do here at the Mike O'Mara Show headquarters. We will see you. Happy New Year, Merry Crimble, and be safe this holiday season. For all of us at the show, have a good one. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Well, that was pleasant. Nice of him to stop by, don't you think?
Sponsored by Viagra.
Sunflower seeds!